The 100 days between Memorial Day and Labor Day see almost double the number of deaths on Utah roads. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Cameron Roden. Tell us more about this deadly season we're moving into, Sergeant.
Yes, between that time frame that you spoke of, we do see that increase in fatalities, where we see almost on average one fatality a day, which is different from the rest of the year. So we want to make sure that everybody does their part to help reduce fatality and get back to the fundamentals of driving that we really encourage our kids to practice that can help us all be safe this summer.
I wonder, Sergeant, are there more crashes in general or just more of the crashes, the same number of crashes, deadly?
We do see a little bit more crashes, but the crashes tend to be more severe. There tends to be more risky behaviors that exhibited and all culminate into crashes that are more deadly, that cause more injury. And so that's why we want to make sure that everybody's aware of these contributors, such as, you know, impaired driving, distracted driving, driving fatigued. So that way they can know what to do to adjust their behavior and make sure they get to where they're going. If they're, whether they that be to family vacation or just to and from work, those behaviors, if we can adjust, make those small adjustments, it makes a big difference.
You know, we parents like me who have new drivers in our house are nervous about how to help them keep safe out there on the roads. Any advice for new drivers?
We have a campaign right now going that we just started, and that campaign is called Back to Basics. Focusing on those fundamental decisions and those fundamental behaviors that we teach our young kids how to drive, such as wearing your seatbelt and wearing it properly, not driving distracted, and focusing, making sure you're obeying the speed limit or how to drive at intersections. So people will start to see those things and those ads, because we want to raise that awareness throughout the summer of getting back to basics. Know what things that you need to focus on. And if you have some questions, take a little time to look into it. Look up the answers. We've got a quiz, kind of a fun quiz out there that you can kind of test yourself and see what your knowledge is like. So you might need to see some areas that you need to improve in.
Where's that quiz?
We actually have it on Zero Fatalities. So if people go on the Zero Fatalities website, they can access it there.
How many of the deadly crashes have speed as a primary factor?
That is our number one cause of deadly crashes here in the state of Utah, whether it be speed too fast or conditions such as bad weather conditions or conditions such as, you know, corners. We need to make sure we really focus on that speed limit, because we've seen over the last several years, ever since that COVID time, we've seen extreme speeds creep up. But even just the daily, you know, I'm heading to work or I'm heading to school, we've seen those average speeds kind of creep up too. So we need to focus on that and bring those speeds down.
Slow it down, especially this weekend. Sergeant, thank you. I hope you have a safe weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Cameron Roden with us as we head on the roads for this Memorial Day weekend.